The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Ooh, now I forgot what our jingle is because I've got
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am good.
Amazing.
We've been working on this jingle, you guys, and I Tom O'Connell figured it out. It was in my head. And it was my dream, which I can't hear.
Don't worry, I'm rocking out to it. Now I'm gonna watch
that. My head. Why is that in my head?
I don't know. Are they gonna reboot the series and you're gonna be starring in it?
Yeah, no.
Manifestation.
Highly doubt that one.
Manifest it, girl.
I'm
manifest it.
Not starring in I Dream of Jeannie.
I love that series. Did you like that
so
series?
Good. Yes.
It was such a good series.
That probably would be like considered sexist now or something, I'm sure.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't remember. Okay, so she was stuck in a bottle, but then she was his wife, right?
He was her master.
He was her master. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. No, we can't do that shit no more. Fuck that shit.
Right.
Oh, it's my
like,
God.
That shit wouldn't fly anymore.
But a lot of people pay good money for that. There's kinks out there where
would
it's like, I'm your master.
Would you ever consider doing something like that? Being
what
a dominant,
the fuck?
Being a, I mean, I don't know, just for fun, just to like see what that's like.
I could see you doing it. I would, no, I can't.
What if it was researching for a role?
I mean, I've already gone into detail when I did Love Ranch, which was based off of the Bunny Ranch. And
right.
I pretty much had to like spend a week with the madam,
right,
and
the
all
ranch,
these
yeah.
all these brothel girls and learn their ways. For sure, I'd do it for research, but I don't think I would do it for funsies.
Were
hey,
you
Tom,
there, like,
I'm going to be
lobby?
Your dom. Pardon?
would you hang in the lobby with them, like at the Love Ranch, and sort of see the men come in, or were you like behind the scenes watching, or...
Yeah, we weren't allowed to do that. I mean,
okay.
Hey guys, just hey men that are coming in. This is just for a movie that's coming up. No
they're
lines.
Like, they're like, I'll take her. I'll take
yeah.
her. And they're like, I'm sorry. She's
pay no
not
minds to
one
the
of the
just
options.
18-year-old girl that is
I'll
right
take her,
here.
I'll take her. Just 18. Perfect.
I'm just going to be a fly on the wall in the back while you guys do your little thing here. Don't you worry. No, we just had the madam. Like the madam just... was on set with us, and prior Helen was like super crucial, and like she wanted to make sure that all of us knew exactly like the protocols, like the DC,
right.
which I explained was like the dick check, just like make
right.
sure that there wasn't anything wrong
who,
with it.
Who does the DC? The dick.
The woman.
Check.
When
the
when
woman.
You, yeah, when he selects, you then bring the man to the room, and you before anything, you go over payment and you do a DC check. Because the woman can turn down the penis if there's something's looking weird down there or whatever.
Interesting. Okay.
And then she goes and gets like, you know, the condoms and all that kind of stuff.
Or
like she
if
takes
it's really
care of everything.
Big, can she be like, yeah, no, I'm not.
I think so. I think if I remember correctly.
I refuse that foot long.
Yeah. Foot long. That was me in my past life anyways.
Wait, what do you mean that was you in your past life? Oh,
well,
yeah.
Just, no. That's any
God.
Woman's rights. Any woman out there can refuse a penis based on its size or whatever. You have the right
to just say no. You have the right to just say no.
And it
but
goes with a man
most
too.
Women would be fairly excited
with a big peen.
Well, no, you know. Well, you know those guys that are so nice, and you're like, oh, you're so nice. You have to have a small penis because you're far too nice. And then you're like, whoa, oh my God, I'm shocked. You're nice and you have a big dick.
It's so funny. I don't think I ever, like, when I was, you know, sleeping with men, I don't think I ever, like, thought about their penis size.
What? You didn't do a DC before you went all the way?
No, which is why I have encountered micro,
right?
Because I didn't ever did
Dude, you gotta.
I don't know. My mind doesn't go there. My mind goes to my. That's good. That's a good. I love
grind
that.
The it's fine. Like, and then you'll get a feel. You
is
know?
That a slogan that you created?
I just made it up.
Grind to find, ladies. Grind to find out before you go in full force.
I have started it. It's true. I mean, you're like, ugh. There have been many times where I was like, ugh, I don't want to add a number if it's, you know.
Can you really tell? I couldn't really tell. Like, not like fully.
Really?
Really?
You can't tell?
No, I couldn't. No, I don't think so.
I mean, if they're hard.
But what if they don't get like aroused with grinding? Now all these guys are like, well, what doesn't arouse me?
You need to grind to get hard. I doubtful. I'm sure you take your clothes off or make a comment about the grind starting and it'll get hard. You don't ever just say something to Tom and he's like, babe, look at what you did to me. Like, you don't have to touch him and all of a sudden you say something that reminds him of having sex with you and then he gets a boner. No?
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying I just don't know if like there's some men out there that don't get hard when grinding. It could also be that they're nervous or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
there's situations or
saying.
too drunk and you can't get, and then you're basing that.
I think it can still get hard. I don't know. This is a guy question.
I know, like, this is a guy question. Tom,
for guys, Tom,
baby, can you come in here really quick?
My husband doesn't drink, so he wouldn't know whiskey dick, but I've encountered whiskey dick before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like a halfsies?
It's like they just can't keep it hard enough to keep it in there.
But there's
it
like
starts off and then it disappears and you're like, oh God. And then once they get in their head about
I
about
love
that
how
happening.
Cody comes in with Tom. Cody, this isn't a question for you. This isn't a question for you.
Cody's like, you
can
took
you come
my
over
balls.
Here?
I don't
can
know
you
what an erection
speak
is
into
like.
This? Can you speak into this?
I don't want to be on camera.
You don't want to be on camera because you're stinky?
Go ahead, Scout. I just ask him. Let's see.
Okay, so when a woman grinds on you, will you always get hard? No matter like if you're intoxicated or you're nervous or whatever?
No, not every time.
No, not every time, Danielle.
Not every time?
Not every time.
Why?
Really? But doesn't it
don't
get
you,
hard
you try
and
to control
then
that shit
it
a little
get
bit?
Soft?
Wait, what did you say?
Wouldn't you try to control that a little bit?
Why would you want to control it? That's what the girl's trying to do. Oh my God, Tom.
You don't
want to
seem too eager.
You want to seem too eager. Oh. Is that what thing that men think about? They're like, oh, I don't want to seem too eager.
Yeah, there was like a whole song about it.
Wait.
Oh, too close. Wait.
Wait. What? Wait,
that song. Wait, you can look it up. Next. Too close.
Next. Too close. There's a whole song about it.
Wait. So what would
Danielle's
you
mind
do?
Is blown.
Blown. My Sit. Mind is blown. What do you think of in your mind to not get an erection?
Oh, what do you think of in your mind to? You have to come closer to not get an erection.
Don't get an erection. I mean, don't.
Just don't get an erection.
Yeah, like,
that's
don't
all you're
do that.
About.
I mean, are you
don't
like
get an erection.
Puppies,
don't get an erection.
Dead puppies.
I don't think you have to go that far.
So men can control that if they wanted to?
Scout, imagine if you had to control getting wet.
I can't. We can't control if we can get wet or not.
We can't control it.
Sometimes. Mostly it's me going, get wet.
The worst thing.
Like, mine is like, sorry, I didn't pee on you, I swear.
Sorry, I didn't pee on you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Tom O'Connell, for that. Hmm. We need to do what David does.
What?
To listen to the episode while need to add that in. That's so funny. Thank you. Just be close if we need some male perspective.
I think he could plug in to hear us. I think he could plug into the Zoom and then just run a really long headphone jack out of the room.
So
he's
I
not
lost
in
my
the room
headphones.
With you.
So these are the only headphones we have currently.
I like those.
Yeah. These are Tom's.
Those are
cute. I lost mine. Don't lurk at me in the hallway. I'm not going to be able to say what I want to say. Just lurk at me from the couch.
A DC. So, yeah. So,
DC.
It's the dick check. You do the grind. Mm-hmm. And then you, if it's still and then to Danielle be determined,
goes, Danielle then you goes give in a there BJ. with a magnifying glass and goes, no. Let's see.
And then you go in for the BJ, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can tell like how everything is. And then you're like, oh, cool, awesome. So either you blow
what
them
is your
and
favorite
like,
penis?
That's done.
What is your favorite penis? Like, what does it look like? What's your, I'm sure all women are different. Like, what's your favorite penis? Like, what does it look like to you?
It is, doesn't look angry.
Angry?
You've never seen an angry penis?
Never seen an angry penis.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
Angry penises. Like so hard. Like
oh,
super
the
hard,
veinies
super
are,
veiny,
okay.
Kind, like maybe, I don't know, maybe that like points upward a little oh, bit.
Okay.
Where you're like, oh God, get it away from me. Like I'm okay. not into, you know, I much prefer girth to length.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also don't just want, I'd like average, nice size, a little bit above average, and I don't want to be able to fit my hand necessarily all the way around.
Isn't it so crazy that like all penises are different? Like it's just like there's so many different penises and vaginas. It's just like baffles me.
I wonder if
everybody's looks different.
If like I wonder if a penis feels the same in each person. Like you know what I mean? Like I wonder if
no.
If everyone has a different experience of what feels better. Is there a penis that just is perfect, that feels perfect for everyone? No, right? I mean,
I don't know. We need to get it like a sex therapist or some shit on here. We need to like,
but who
we
knows
need...
about that? Like, cause we can't compare. I can't compare. I can't say to you, tell me in detail, Scout, what Tom's penis feels like inside of you. Like you can't tell the difference, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you can't describe. That's the thing you can't describe. I wonder if a man can describe what did that. I wonder if like a chick feels if a chick feels really good to that guy, I wonder if she feels really good to every
guy. Baby, do all vaginas feel the same? He's like, think very long and hard before you answer this.
None are as good as yours, Scout.
No, but seriously.
I wonder if all vaginas feel.
What?
No, they must all feel different. Like, is there ever a bad feeling vagina? That's what I want to know.
Is there ever a bad feeling vagina? Like a vagina that doesn't get like wet enough? Which like is not. I mean, I've already told this story. Like when Tom and I first hooked up, we were so drunk that I couldn't. And I had to stop it because I was like, I'm sorry. I'm too drunk.
Spit on it.
I couldn't. I didn't. I was dehydrated.
Oh, you had no saliva even in your mouth.
I was
tell
like,
him to
I
spit
can't.
On it.
I was like, I can't do this.
He can't.
I was like, we're going to have
spit
to.
On it?
We're going to have to stop this. This,
where were
whatever
you?
This.
Were you at your house
we're
or his
at
house?
Here.
You're here at his house. You're
here.
Lube?
It was not my first time. You don't bring a bottle of lube in my fucking purse.
No, him. He doesn't have lube in the house. What is
no,
he?
No, we already. Tom doesn't carry those things.
Wait,
I've brought all the toys and the lubes into this household.
Wait, what does lube is not a sex toy? What does he use to masturbate with? Lotion.
I'm assuming lotion. Do you use lotion to masturbate? No. Just
use lube.
He's never had sex before, he said.
He never had sex. He uses lube, obviously.
No,
he's not using
no.
lotion.
I'm sure he uses
spit. He's not using
spit.
His dry fucking hand.
I'm sure. What do you use? Spit? What do you use?
You don't need anything, really.
You don't need anything, really, he says.
What? You are full of shit, Tom.
Daniel's saying you're full of shit.
You don't just
he's
spit.
Like
you
going,
you
mostly masturbate in the shower.
Dry?
Oh, he mostly masturbates in the shower.
Okay, so he uses conditioner or soap.
I think probably water.
Wait, you've never, masturbated in front of you?
No, we don't do that. That just brings me back to my old like life with my exes and like having to put on a show.
So you don't
and
enjoy that.
We're
at all.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that. We're very nice and then dirty. But yeah, no,
what
I don't.
What if Tom just masturbated in front of you?
I mean, it'd be fine, but we just haven't really done that.
Well, I know what you're
doing.
You've
never masturbated
tonight.
In front of me. But maybe, because we're probably going to be shrooming tonight or drinking some. Are we going to have wine tonight? No, we're having beer.
We have champagne.
We're having champagne. No, champagne's going to fuck me up. I'm not going to make it till tomorrow.
Have Bloody Marys tomorrow.
Oh, Bloody Marys. Yeah,
we're doing spicy margaritas tonight, so I'm drinking tequila.
Ooh, spicy margaritas. We're going to go get pizza and pasta.
For everyone listening, we're recording this on New Year's Eve, so we haven't had our New Year's Eve night yet. And even you guys
we
should have fucking
did an episode tonight drunk, bitch.
Oh, great. I'm a little high.
Why don't we do
I'm
that?
I'm a little high right now. Just so
oh,
you know.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
my
totally
God. We're probably going to get a little stoned, too. We should record an episode tonight.
You're out of your fucking mind. I got people coming over, making a whole Mexican feast.
Oh, you're going, you're having
margaritas.
People.
Yeah, I've got my neighbors.
We were supposed to go to a party, but we decided against it because it's going to be raining in Los Angeles. And this party is one of those, it's Melrose Umbrella. I don't know if you remember Melrose Umbrella. But this party is like, it has like a carpet and shit like that.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
But all our friends are gone. They're all like doing their own romantic stuff. So it's just Tom and I tonight.
And the babies.
And the dogs.
And the babies.
Dogs
we're
going to
do, like, we're gonna play, my neighbors and I, we're all going to play. So it'll be like seven adults here. Wait, one, two, no. seven adults. I wasn't counting my sister and my mom. That's hilarious. Nine adults.
What do you guys play?
You know, I've been wanting to play Heads Up because I love that game. And we were going to play in Colorado and we didn't have time. And because I kept fucking falling asleep because the altitude and I was exhausted because the kids were driving me nuts. So I think we're going to do a little spicy margarita, tequila shots, and I have taco trays and all that stuff, and then we're gonna play a little Heads Up drunk.
Oh my God, I love that. I love Heads Up. I really do.
So good.
That's gonna be fun.
I think so.
Heck yeah. See, I wish you lived close because I would go to that. Like I would join that.
One day.
I would join the festivities of that.
Well,
that
I'll take
so
lots
fun.
Of pictures and post lots of pictures. And we'll talk about it. Before this episode airs, we'll talk about it.
That sounds good. Oh, so
do
good.
You just finished a movie, which I hadn't talked to you in, like, I don't know how many weeks it's been. Other than the podcast, I haven't talked to you at all.
Yeah.
Except for that 1 hour, and Sam was there.
No, the movie's fun, man. It was a lot of fun. It was just so cool to do something different than like horror related. I still haven't heard on this TV show that I'm up for that I really, really, really want. I'm assuming that we hear today or tomorrow. Maybe probably Monday. I keep on forgetting
what day it is.
The weekend.
I have no idea what day it is. Did you have
but it was
any,
fun.
Did you have any travel issues over the holidays?
Yeah. So we stayed in Louisville. We stayed at the Omni and there was a snowstorm that hit Louisville and it was gnarly. Like Tom and I tried to go outside and we lasted maybe like 6 minutes because like my fucking, the tips of my fingertips were freezing. Like, and frostbite apparently kicks in 15 minutes there. And I felt it. I felt it. So there wasn't any, and it canceled. So Tom's family does a Christmas Eve thing and a Christmas Day thing with both sides of his family that are filled with like 40 plus people. Mm-hmm. And so it was my first time meeting all these people, which was really nerve wracking in general. Also, too, it's pretty hard because, you know, my family, we don't really do holidays and we haven't really done holidays in a very, very, very long time. And that kind of is like had an impact on me. So
that's so sad.
Yeah. So it's also it makes holidays kind of a little bit more sad. So then dealing with like big families is just, you know, it just brings up that memory of like, wow, my family doesn't do anything and this is really sad. And
why
you know,
so what did you do with your family growing up on Christmas when they decided they weren't going to do that anymore?
It was mostly like my mom's side of the family, we just like hung out at my grandma's. So
you didn't do presents or anything. So would you just like
we
do
did presents
family
when
stuff?
I was little. When I was little, but then as soon as I turned 18, it kind of like stopped. Like that kind of like people just like kind of did their own thing, kind of situation. But anyways, so Christmas Eve stuff was canceled because where it was taking place, the roads were insane, so nobody could get around, so we had to cancel that. But they ended up like some ended up regrouping at one of his family's place, so we ended up going there and they were so lovely. And then the next day on Christmas Day we had a small thing with his, like, you know, his mom and dad and his sisters, and we exchanged gifts and their boyfriends. And then we went that night to his dad's side, and it was big old family thing. And both of his sides, they do like the white elephant kind of thing, mm-hmm. which is really fun.
Yeah.
So that was a blast. And then we tried to get home the next day. That was so crazy. We woke up at 7 a.m. in the morning, and they were like, "Your flight is canceled." We're like, wait a minute. Like, we need to get home to the dogs. We also hired someone to watch the dogs. And we have cameras. We told him we have cameras around.
Yeah.
And he would come in and he would just, like, start yelling at them to get outside. He wouldn't even, like, pet them or, like, anything. Or when he would pet them, he would tap their head, like, twice. And
that's
it. Where
did you find this person?
On WAG. He had, like, so many, you know, like, reviews, so we really trusted it. He wasn't good.
Did you say anything to him, or no, you just paid him and just let him go?
No, we just paid him and let him go. I mean, our dogs are alive, but yeah. I mean, but it just was, you know, I wanted to get home to them. Also, Cody's old, you know. So we were on the phone with United for 2 hours. Mm. And this woman's like, "Okay, I'm going to redirect you. You're going to still take the flight to Chicago. And then from Chicago, you're going to go to San Francisco. Then San Francisco, you're going to go to LAX." Like, it was going to be a nightmare.
Oh, my God. And you know you would end up being stuck in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. But any flights to anywhere else, like Denver or Texas or anything, they were like, maybe like $1,500 more.
Oh shit!
Than Chicago. So
yeah,
we
nobody wants to go to fucking Chicago. I know, that's why.
I know.
Denver or Texas? Yes, yeah. Please.
So I was on the phone with them as I arrived at the airport, going, "We're gonna check into our first leg," and the people at the airline at the airport were like, "Oh, you've been taken off this this flight. You're rescheduled for Wednesday," which was 2 days after.
Oh god. Don't you love, like, how they remove you and rebook you without asking you?
Yeah. Yeah. And they were trying to blame it on me and going, "Well, you spoke to someone," and we're like, "Bitch, I've been on this phone for 2 hours. I've spoken to this woman." I was like, "You guys bullshit. Need to figure this out." I was like, "You guys need to figure this out, because I'm not gonna do this." And eventually, after I think like 25 minutes, they got us on a flight to Chicago, Chicago to LA. And I was like, dude, what the heck? But yeah, it was an ordeal. We got home really late. And then our car service wasn't there at the airport after we had been calling all day to update them on the delay. And then, which, by the way, did you get that money back? We gotta figure that out. It's just so crazy. It was just insane. It was a really, really horrible traveling day. But did you hear about Southwest? Tom is like addicted to what's happening.
Actually, my three of my friends ended up not coming to LA. coming from LA to Davina being one, my friend Shane and his wife Britt, the other two, because of Southwest. They both had gone to the airport, all different flights, to sit there for 5 hours to have pilots not show up, and for them to then
for Christmas to go to your house?
Yeah. Then to them spend like other, you know, money trying to get their bags off and the reroute. It was just, it's been a disaster.
Dude.
And I guess now they're getting their money back, but God only knows when and how that all that stuff works.
Yeah, that is so crazy, man.
We took a road trip with the kids to Colorado, mm-hmm. and they actually
how was that?
Were like, they were great. Actually, cool. There was no issues. And I learned a lot. Like, I learned how to get your kids to poop on the side of the road, which, you know, we hadn't been in the car. It's like, it's two days of driving, like 8 hours each day.
Oh, my God.
I have peed. I had found pictures of my butt on my phone because Jagger was on my phone when I was squatting in a cup.
Did you buy a Go Girl or did you just squat?
No, I need to get one of those. And there's one called a Shiwi. That was the first one, I think, a Shiwi. And I guess Go Girls, and I haven't heard of Go Girl.
Oh, Go Girl, yeah. I used to have one, then I lost it.
That sounds amazing.
R.I.P. Go Girl.
So you just pee into it, and then it has a little like straw sort of thing that can go into a smaller.
It's like a little cup thing that just goes in, and it's like you have a penis, and you just pee outside like a man.
Oh, you know what else I learned that was really good for peeing on the side of the road for me? My truck has running boards. So
what's that?
What, running boards, like the thing that you step on to get into the truck, running board on the side, right? So if you open up the back door and then the front door and you stand on the running boards and squat down,
no one
sees your butt. And so you're blocked, like a little bathroom stall doors. No one sees your butt and you don't pee on your shoes.
Oh, that's smart.
Because you're standing on the running board and you're just squatting down into the dirt.
We talked about this. Can you control where you pee?
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
dude,
unless
it pisses
unless
me
you
off.
You have to really, really, really pee in only the very beginning when you're pushing really hard to get it out and it's really a strong stream, then
but
it kind of is in one
like,
direction.
Like when I have to pee and it like goes towards the back end and I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean,
like,
how many times are you like squatting over like a bathroom
I know,
toilet, right?
But why?
Like you don't sit on bathroom toilets, do you? In
no,
restrooms?
But that's where I get like,
of course,
that's
it gets
when
all over
I under,
the place.
That's when I understand like the women's bathroom is so much worse than the men's because all these fucking women are
squatting
and there's pee
and
everywhere.
Yeah, you guys can hold
it's
your dicks and aim. You can't,
so
there's no aim
awful.
Control.
It's so bad that we can't do that.
And then you have to wipe the toilet seat off with tissue and then, oh, blah. Yeah, I know. Do you ever, how do you flush the toilet? With your foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, my foot too.
Sometimes I can't get it and then I'm like, great, I just put my fucking foot on this thing and I can't flush it. Now I have to put my hand on it.
Oh, God.
Or
no,
press the
I would
button.
Just leave
when you're
it.
Like, when you're like, ha! You're like trying to press the button.
But then
you're trying to kick
but
it.
But then we have to open the fucking door of the stall with our hand anyway.
I know.
And someone just wiped their crotch and then opened, you know, and then opens the stall door.
It's crazy, man.
Disgusting.
That life is crazy. All right, I have
disgusting.
A couple of things here.
Are these questions?
These are questions.
Oh, yeah. Scout, talk fan questions to me.
Yes, I will. These were submitted on our Instagram, guys. Remember to submit your questions or stories, like sex
Please.
Stories, anything
yes.
that you resonate with whatever we said, like, oh, that happened to me too, or
yep.
oh, I have advice on that. Please submit podcast@talkscarytome.com.
Like, how do you control your erection?
How do you
control
your erection?
Or have you, can you?
Is there a woman
out
there that can control their pee?
Yeah.
If that is possible.
Does a man not get erect if they can control it if a woman's grinding on them? Or is that inevitable?
Apparently Tom can. So is there other Toms out there?
I don't know.
I think so. I've had that happen. Yeah. Where, you know, the guy's like too drunk or too nervous or whatever.
I don't know. I've only had it happen on set, like where they haven't gotten hard, but like you're in a work environment. Like, I don't know if it's someone that you're like making out with and actually are attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they have to not be attracted to them anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe it's there's stuff that gets in their brain.
This is interesting. I want to know if you have done this. Lastly, my wife decided to surprise me with a new blowjob style, and I was wondering if either of you have tried this. So she decided to give me a blowjob, and she just happened to have a fresh cup of coffee in her mug beside the table and took a drink, holding it in her mouth and then taking me in her mouth. And oh my God, that was the most amazing sensation ever.
Hot mouth.
I don't drink coffee. I fucking hate coffee.
I don't think it's a coffee thing. I think it just needs to be
so
hot
warm
water.
Sensation. A
it's
warm sensation.
So you
so
can
have
drink
you used hot water.
Tea?
Have you used tea?
I've not done that.
I've not either.
I think I've tried the ice cube. Like,
apparently,
back in the day.
It's an OMG sensation.
Oh.
Hot water, hot sensation on the peen while you were giving a blowjob.
She took a sip and then she swallowed and then she took like. She's not like swishing the coffee.
Took a drink, holding it in her mouth, and then taking me. No, she took a drink, holding it in her mouth.
Oh.
And then taking, and then putting his penis in her mouth.
That's a real quick way to choke.
Shwish, 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 shwish.
I mean,
did you feel like you were on a wave? A
do
really
you think,
warm wave?
But what if it's a big penis? How are you going to hold water in your mouth and have a big penis in your mouth?
All the water is just coming out.
Next time.
That's a talent. Your wife has a fucking talent.
Yes, yes.
She can keep that water in there with your fucking peen in her mouth. Like, dude, keep that woman forever.
Oh,
keep it forever.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. I don't think I've ever given a blowjob with any sort of liquid in my mouth.
No.
Even booze when I was so drunk.
Have you ever had hot or cooling, like, lube put on you down there before you have sex.
Awful.
I can't stand it.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah, and for sure a UTI comes out of it.
Is it other women out there? Do you guys hate this cooling, hot sensation lube? It's the worst fucking thing ever. And I don't think it feels good for the guy either.
I don't either.
Let's find out. I mean, it just doesn't feel good for women. I didn't like that sensation.
So yes. What did you get for Christmas? Did you get anything naughty for Christmas?
No, I didn't get anything naughty.
No.
I know you did. We don't buy naughty. We're not like over here going like, look at this thing.
But Scout.
No, I got Disneyland tickets for Sweetheart on Valentine's.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's what I got.
Oh.
We also weren't going to buy each other gifts. And then I bought him a pizza oven. And then he bought me Disneyland tickets for
Of course. You always say you're not going to get something.
I know. And then we did.
And then you do.
Yes.
He wrapped them and there were four of them. And then he said,
did you open this from Santa in front of the children?
No, actually. Okay, this is how dumb. Okay, first of all, let's start by
oh my God, please, Jagger opened it and was like, what is this, Mom?
He gave it to me separate. But so we really weren't doing gifts. I get him something from the kids and then he gets me something from the kids. So I got him a vacuum leaf blower.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
Like a leaf blower, but it also has like a suction thing. So like it could suck up the leaves into the bag, essentially. Like,
cause we have eight. So hot.
It's so hot. I love it. So of course that's what I got him. And then I got like rakes for the kids and like these, you know,
they love to do yard stuff together. Oh, that's
love.
Great.
Jagger, are you kidding? Oh my God.
That's amazing. That.
And then he got me, God, what did the kids? Oh, they got me the biggest blanket, like the biggest, most comfiest blanket in the world. Like,
ooh,
there's like a brand
blankie.
Where it's like the brand is like the biggest blanket.
Cool.
I think that's what the name of the brand is. So it's fabulous. And then he got me a hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little one. And I was
hard
like,
drive
oh,
of what?
Yeah, well,
porn?
Okay, so here's why I'm so not smart sometimes.
Did you go, let's play it?
No, I didn't know there was anything on it.
Alert! You've got New Year's goals, and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. You skip the grocery store and you take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. That's right, guys, right to your door. And that's exactly what happened with Tom and I. It was delivered right to our door, and we have made a New Year's resolution this year. We are eating less takeout, and we want to cook more at home. And with HelloFresh, eating well in the new year can be stress-free and delicious. With over 35 weekly recipes, they have the options that you're looking for to help you achieve your goals. Choose calorie smart and carb smart recipes, or even customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading your proteins, or adding protein to a veggie dish, which is really great for me because I'm a pescatarian. But every so often, I need a little bit of chicken or a little bit of steak, and that's a really nice option that I can add a protein to my veggie dish if I wish. So go to HelloFresh.com/TalkScary21 and use code TalkScary21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/TalkScary21 and use code TalkScary21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping.
You thought he just gave you a blank hard drive?
Yes.
You are, what in the hell, girl? what in the hell?
I was like, oh, I mean, I'm sure I could use a drive, like maybe for the podcast when I'm traveling or whatever, because it was tiny and I thought,
I guess,
oh,
I would have been confused too.
Maybe,
but
there's like a new, it did not cross my mind that there was anything on it. And of course, he didn't say anything to me. Because I was just like waiting.
Is he gonna
to
get mad
at
you sharing
another...
this?
No, of course not.
Okay.
And then it was, he asked at one point for me to get my laptop, which I did, but I thought that it was for something to do with one of the kids' gifts. Like, oh, I had to pull an app up or like something on the laptop to control the switch or blah, 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 which it wasn't that. But then it was the next day where he said to me, did you get your laptop? And I was like, I did. I got it, but you didn't. I thought it was for Carter's watch, but you didn't use it. He's like, no, it's for your drive. Did you plug your drive in? And I was like, what? He goes, did you plug your drive in? I was like, wait, there's stuff on it? He was like, Danielle, plug it in. So I plugged it in, and he had taken all of my old VHS tapes from that I had when I recorded episodes of stuff in the 80s when I was on TV and they didn't have like stuff when I was in beauty pageants or home videos or, you know, whatever. And he had them all transferred to a drive for me.
Oh my God, here I'm thinking sexual and is actually like super sweet. Oh,
it's really nice. No, it's not him masturbating, trust me.
Oh my God, I thought it was.
But it was like, it reminded me, do you know the movie Splash with Daryl Hannah, obviously?
Yeah.
So there's a scene where he comes home from his, Tom Hanks comes home from his first day away from her when she's at the house, and he gives her the carousel, you know, inside the Tiffany's box.
Yeah.
And he hands her the box, and she gets the box and goes, "Oh, it's beautiful."
Yeah.
And he's like,
you have
to open it up. She goes, "There's more?" Like, she was
so excited
that there was something inside the box because she thought she was just getting the box. And I swear to God, that was me. How long was it? There's so many different tapes. There's like 40 different VHS tapes on there.
Oh, I want this, Tom. So I need to see what it is. That is so cute.
But then, of course, I go into my room and he's like, there's like four presents on the counter. And he's like, those are from Daddy. And I was like, what? You're not supposed to get me anything. He's like, oh, it's for research, of course.
For research, for the podcast.
Yes.
And it's bought by podcasts, by Talk Scary to Me podcasts.
So, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, literally anything related to anything.
So it's four different types of vibrators.
Four different types of vibrators?
Yes, they're four different types of vibrators.
What do you mean? There's four.
Like, there's like different types. Like there's one
shapes,
that
you mean? Like shapes?
No, they're not dildos and they're not just vibrators. Like this one, there's one that is, it's you control it with your phone and it suctions to just your clit. So you can have intercourse while it's on there.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's made by a woman.
That's cool.
And
I'd want to try that
one. I think there's only two. I have to look at what the name of it is. There's only two products, I think, by her. She looks like a super cool, like, hippie chick, you know, that was like, women, this is what we
need.
That
might be too much, though, eh?
I don't... Well, you can control it with your phone, like, a little bit.
Okay, it's not just, like, on the entire time.
No. I think there's, like, I haven't done it yet. There's, like, a scale.
Okay.
And then the other one is this long sort of... It's a G-spot one. So it's kind of narrow, and it's almost like a finger. And you can bend the tip of it.
Interesting.
To find your G spot and it vibrates. So the other night I was like, that's the one we've used yet. I did the G spot vibrator and my actual vibrator at the same exact time.
Huh, interesting. You guys love, like, you guys have been married for so long. And plus, I think, like, you guys also love toys and stuff. I don't particularly, like toys much.
I just want to make he wants to make my head pop off, and I want to make his toes curl. Like, that's literally just, like,
we're
having sex for 12 years with each other. Like,
I love that, yeah.
At that point, you're like, let's see what this feels like for you. How did on a scale of 1 to 10? How was that orgasm? And you're like, that was fucking 12, and he's like, awesome, like, that's what I'm looking for. So you learn each other's bodies, and then you try to see how to get even further with, I mean, at least that's what we do, how to take it to the next level, and where
that's
can you
great.
Go from there.
I love that for you guys. I love that.
So I'm sure there's
yeah, let me know about that clit one. That's interesting.
I will. I mean, we just talked about that the last episode, right?
So if you guys are on my Patreon, I'm on live right now, and we have a question.
Okay.
I don't know if this person wants me to read their name, but after you hear me on this, being that you two are so close, would it be easier or more awkward if you two had to do an intimate scene together?
Oh,
easier. I think it'd be way easier. Danielle's
I think it would be awkward. I think
really?
I think I would have a hard time not laughing.
Not laughing.
Well, because you're like, it's
great.
Like, no,
Danielle's like, look at scalp. Ha.
I mean, even doing like a scene with you, just dialogue, like we're so goofy together that I wonder if we could, like, haven't you done a scene with a girlfriend or like another actress and like you get the giggles?
I mean, a little bit, but I mean, I thought it would make it way easier. I mean, just imagine, like, I mean, I guess it is, like, easier to do something like that with, like, a random stranger because you're, like, both into the, yeah. I don't know, with you, I feel like it'd be fine. It'd be easy. Well, also, we talk so much about sex that it's it would be fine.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
I feel like you and I would be fine making out with each other or having to like make out and like start something. I feel like we would be fine to do that in a movie. I feel like it'd be fine.
I think it would have to be like a super professional set. Like maybe it would have to be like us on like a 1 hour TV drama, like something that like an episodic or something where no one is really like fucking around. They're just like shooting and doing it and getting it in the can and like moving on. It isn't like an indie film where everyone's like kind of giggling and partying and having a good time.
Okay, great. So we have to take out that scene in our new movie that we're going to do. Everybody's like, what?
We're not taking out that scene.
Don't take it out.
We'll just make it very professional.
Professional as I show up with like an inflatable dick. And I'm like, hey.
Oh my God.
I'll make it professional. Danielle's going to be like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hide like little condoms all over the fucking set. Yeah, no. I would probably make it like the whole thing. I would make fun of it the entire day. But like, you ready? You ready?
Oh my God.
You ready to hold my boobies?
Oh my God. Amazing.
Danielle would be like, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Because I couldn't do that to anybody else. To anyone else. I couldn't make fun of the situation to anyone else. This is an interesting one. So this person submitted this on Instagram. Hi, Willow. This person submitted this on Instagram. And I kind of like went over it because it was like super tiny. But I went back to it because Tom and I were talking about questions and stuff. It just stated, I'm in love with my father's friend. I've known him my whole life, but feelings just started for us now. I'm 30. Please help. How do I proceed and tell my father? I'm scared my father's going to come after him. I want peace. That's it. No name, no nothing. And this Instagram handle had like no photo and it was like the first post. So I think they created this to submit this question.
Right.
My thing goes to Radar and just goes, why I'm sure she's afraid that her father is going to lose his mind is because she says, I've known this man my whole life. And now she's 30. So when did these feelings arise?
I run.
That's where that goes, right?
Run.
Right?
And but if you don't, your dad's going to fucking shoot him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would not entertain this.
Like,
I just wouldn't entertain it. There are plenty of other people. It doesn't seem right that someone that's known you since you're a child.
But then you're not going to tell your dad that ever, like, you're just going to let your dad be friends with this man that possibly started when you were a child. And I know that you're now 30, but like...
The fact that even if the feelings started a year ago and you were 29 or
whatever. So how old is this guy? Probably in his 60s?
Probably. I just can't understand how someone could have known someone when they were
a child
and then now suddenly have feelings. Not saying that he had an attraction to you when you were a child. It could have started when you were an adult, obviously. But because he's known you for so long, I don't know how you get that out of your head.
I mean, this person never stated anything about what her feelings towards it or anything. She just wanted to know because I don't know if it's a man or a woman. How do I proceed and tell my father?
So you're going to tell your dad. Well, you got to proceed with caution because I don't think your dad's going to handle it well. And I don't know if it's worth losing your father over.
Yeah.
This situation, I think this person sounds like, and I wonder if it was groomed for you too,
like groomed, like her entire life of like, you know, that what's that TV show that I was talking about, my best friend's neighbor or something, you know, it was literally like him grooming this little girl.
I just feel like
That's too scary. That's too sketchy. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm also curious to know if whoever wrote this question is even aware of any of these things that we're bringing up. Like, you and I automatically went to this place. I don't know if this may have not crossed her mind.
Probably not, because like if you're in this position with this man your entire life and you already have love for this man, and then as you get older, you know, you notice that it starts to turn into a different direction. I don't think that you think anything's wrong.
Because you trust, right?
Because you trust that person.
Are we wrong for thinking that there's something wrong with the situation?
I don't think we're wrong for thinking that, because I think every person would possibly think that. You can't think any other way unless you're in that situation. Have you ever had anybody that has known you when you were a kid that like had feelings for you when you were older?
Not that they've told me. I mean, I am sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there are probably many men that have been around young girls, your friends' daughters, and the daughters grow up, and they're fucking stunning and sexy and hot, but they're 22, and you've known them since they're 9, but they don't look like they did when they were 9, and I don't know if it's something that is uncommon for a man to look at a hot woman, regardless of if they've known her, and...
Yeah.
Not think they were attractive if they are attracted to them. Like, I don't know if there's something that can stop the brain from having that attract. Like, I don't know. You're attracted to what you're attracted to, right? I don't know how you can control that. You can control falling for someone, but I think the immediate physical.
Yeah, but have you ever like been like, oh, that person's really hot, and then you find out that they're underage, and you instantly it's switchblade.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I you know, like, absolutely.
Maybe that's what they're missing in their brain.
Even not underage, just in general, like, you know, when I was in my, I don't know, like late 20s, and all of a sudden there'd be like someone that was 19. So they're of age, but I was like, oh, no.
But still, no, they're no, too
no,
yeah,
no,
they're young.
No. At that age, you know, and it was no. I mean, you could have the hots for them, but like not. Make an advance towards them. Like I went last night. We went to a monster truck show here in Austin, and it was fucking awesome. It was so like it was an inn where they have rodeos. It was just so cool, but it was so cool because it was not trying to be cool. You know what I mean?
No, cool.
And yeah. our friend's son is he just turned 14. He's 14, and in the last like 6 months, he's had that spurt
like growth,
where he's
like,
you know. And last night, I mean, he's probably 6 feet right now. But last night, he sat next to me, and I thought, oh my God, you're going to be so hot when you get older. Like I thought like, God, you look just like your mom and your dad. And they're both like, they like the best parts of them. They made this like beautiful kid, and he's going to be so hot. All I kept thinking was, oh my God, the girls are going to like fucking die over you.
Yeah.
But there's never any like, ooh, he's that kid's becoming attractive, because you can't help but see them as like a fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah.
No matter like how attractive they're physically like becoming, there's no attraction, I don't think, when you're looking at someone that you've known since you're a kid or since they're a child.
I don't know if anybody will come forward to like kind of explain this sort of thing if you guys think opposite.
Psychologists probably. If there's anyone listening to this, or anyone that's had this experience, has anyone fallen in love with their parents' friend?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Have you not fall like when you were a kid? Did you not ever like have a crush on somebody that was like way older than you?
Oh yeah, like Bill Forsyth.
Yeah,
Lance Henriksen. Like Bill. I have such a crush on William Forsyth. I've always like thought, oh my God, I have such the hots for him. But I could never like be intimate with him. Like that would feel fucking weird to me because he's so much older than me. But is he so much older than me? I don't even know how much older he is than me.
But that's that's how I think all these, like a lot of these incidents like happen. Like, you know, it's that double, that's that attraction of like young kids falling in love with somebody older, but then it's the older falling in love with the young. It's like, I think like that's how some of these things happen.
Right.
And then in their mind, they think it's okay because I don't know. We definitely need to get somebody on here that can, like, try to make sense of, like, the brain of someone.
You know, I take it back. There was one boy that I, one guy that I made out with that was, like 7 years younger than me.
Okay, how old were you? This is where it's going to come in, Danielle.
I'm trying to remember.
Danielle!
Well, first of all,
okay, well, if my first boyfriend lied to me,
you would know.
My first boyfriend lied to me. My first boyfriend lied to me about his age.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay.
Not first boyfriend, but one of the guys that I really liked, didn't lie to me about his age.
This is a person that I was in a relationship with, I think, for 2 years before he told me on... It was a holiday of sorts. I don't remember what holiday. And I was 17, turning 18.
Okay.
And he was 16, turning 17. And I thought he was 17, about to turn 18.
Oh, not that year.
But still, that was like, I was like, wait, what? No, he told me when I was 18. 17. That's what it was. He told me because I was, had already turned 18. And I was like,
oh, but
you were
a year.
What?
That's a year. That's
I know,
a
but
year.
Your whole life, you didn't know. So when you started dating, he was 15 and you were, you know, like that's a little, you can't lie about your age. Just don't lie about your age to anybody, please.
Okay, the story.
It's not cool.
Okay, so Emil Hirsch.
Emil.
Yeah.
Emil Hirsch.
He's who I made out with that was much younger than me. I don't know how old he is. How much younger is he than me?
Emil Hirsch. Oh boy. Danielle, what did you do?
I honestly didn't do anything bad. He was so cute.
I had a crush on him for a bit. Back in the day.
I mean, he's younger than me for sure.
He's 37, babe. That's not that young. Well, you in the clear. You're in the clear.
I'm 8 years older than him.
Okay, when did you fucking make out with him? When did you make out with him?
I want to say he was probably 19.
He was 19. Okay, he was 19.
20, 22, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, I was old to be like getting it, like
taking
a 19-year-old in a fucking alley.
Do you know how many fucking men, like,
yeah,
date?
Okay, you're right. It's true.
You're
I don't
fine.
Even
you
think
made
about
out
that.
With Emil Hirsch in a dark alley. This is going to be a clip right here. Emil Hirsch, was he a good kisser?
I don't remember.
Little Scout has to know.
You know what? He was, I think, incredibly intimidated by me. Because I literally took his hand.
Why the fuck was everybody intimidated by you?
Because I took his hand and was like, you need to come with me.
Oh, yeah.
And like at a bar and like went into an alley and literally had him up against a wall and was like, we're going to make out right now.
Just side note, I really love Emil Hirsch's acting. It's really, really good.
He's fucking amazing.
if you guys have ever seen an Emil Hirsch movie, you need to go see it. If you lived on a rock.
He wouldn't know me from a fucking hole in the wall, trust me.
God, what is it? He just did a movie that I was actually like up for. Yeah, and I was super excited because I really wanted to work with him.
He's so fucking talented.
He's so good, man. He's such a good actor. Hilarious. You're in the clear.
I'm in the clear.
He was 19.
For sure he wasn't under 18. That's for sure.
He might have even been 21. It was crazy.
He might have been 21 because we were at a bar. Or he just got in.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He just had like a fake ID.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God. Okay, because we have
like 10 minutes. So
yeah, but I want to talk about this case.
I want to talk
about this motherfucking case because I've been
following
it.
So we're going to run a little bit over our normal 1 hour because I want to hear all the juice.
So we talked about the Idaho murders.
Idaho murders, yeah.
Yes. And do you want to refresh everybody, Danielle, and the Idaho murders and the killings happened?
I mean, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Well, by the time this comes out, yeah.
We talked about it, I think, two episodes ago, or last episode.
I think everyone in the world knows what's going on with them.
Yes. Okay. So four college students were murdered, and they kind of figured out that one of the girls was the target, and they're just trying to, they were keeping it under wraps. Like they weren't, and there was a frenzy going on TikTok that everybody was trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
and
it's
TikTok,
ridiculous.
Twitter, Instagram, and they were kind of going after like different people.
Yeah.
Like pretty hardcore.
People that were making comments and have no, were not aware of what was actually happening with the case.
Which there was a case that we went over a while ago where the internet really, really did help. But I feel like with this case, it went on a whole different direction. One of the girls' exes... Yeah, it was exes,
don't fuck with cats. That's what we were what we talked about.
Internet and one help, of the exes of one of the victims, he was... His family had to come forward and had to be like, these death threats or, you know, like my son is like, you know, getting all these death threats, all this stuff. Like, I mean... This poor kid, like, he deserves an apology from all these people. I mean, that just shows you kind of like the internet and how scary it can be. But more than it's been 6 weeks. So now the arrest has been made on Brian Christopher Koberger in connection with the murder. So this is from CNN. The 26-year-old was arrested on a fugitive from justice warrant, Pennsylvania State Police announced Friday. Police said they were assisting the Moscow Police Department, the Idaho State Police, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the apprehension. A law enforcement source told CBS News Koberger was arrested at his parents' home in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania. Have you seen videos of this guy's home?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I mean, I'm just assuming money. Koberger appeared in front of Pennsylvania judge on Friday and he's without bond on Monroe County Correctional Facility, where he's awaiting extradition to Idaho police. Koberger is facing charges of 4 counts of first degree murder and a felony burglary. And he is apparently supposed to be taken over to Idaho, hopefully in the next couple of days, because he has a court appearing on Tuesday. He's supposed to face a judge. But
what do you think the outside of that courthouse is going to be like?
Fucking everybody. I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
I like listened to the press conference. I was like, I need to know what is happening. I was so glued in to like this case. But there's two rumors. There's rumors, y'all. I don't know if they're real, but they're rumors.
We're not spreading them. They're just rumors.
Yeah, they're just rumors. So I don't know if they're real. I mean, don't just take this as you will. So there was a rumor that when he was arrested, he stated, "Did you get the others?"
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard, "Did you get the guy?" Or something like that.
Okay, something like that. Did you get the guy? Did you get the others? Someone actually asked at the press conference, a news anchor, she asked. She was like, is there any...
Is there more than one?
Yeah, is that true? Did he state that? And they're not giving anything out right now.
Because they're still maybe looking for the others. If there is others, they don't want to spoil it.
But then he did stay. Like, the officer did stay. He was like, a person asked, are we okay? Like, is... Idaho, like, are we safe?
Yeah.
And they said, we believe that you are safe, that the man has been caught, blah blah blah. So
okay,
that kind of leads me to believe that he was just like pulling at anything, you know. His whole fucking life's about to fucking end, you know. But did you see what he did for work?
Yes, what he was going to school for, or he graduated from school
with. Yeah, Koberger was born on November 21st, 1994. In 2018, he finished associate's degree in psychology, and then went on to complete a bachelor's degree at the DeSales University in 2020. He then did further graduate studies at the university, completing those in 2022. At the time of his arrest, Koberger was a PhD in criminology student and teaching assistant at Washington State University. So we found, I actually found, he was trying to do, so this came, he was trying to do a research. Mm. So.
Right.
He said, research participation needed. Hello, my name is Brian, and I'm inviting you to participate in a research project that seeks to understand how emotions and psychological traits influence decisions making when committing a crime. In particular, the study seeks to understand the story behind your most recent criminal offense, with an emphasis on your thoughts and feelings throughout your experience. In the event that your most recent offense was not one that led to a conviction, you may still participate. Additional surveys are included after the open-ended section as to best understand your unique traits. The study should take about 15 to 20 minutes to fully complete. Your identity and all answers provided are completely blah, blah, confidential. But so these were some of the questions that he submitted were in this survey. After committing the crime, what were you thinking and feeling? Mm. How did you leave the scene? Before leaving, is there anything else you did? How did you accomplish your goals? Please explain what you were thinking and feeling. What was the first move you made What was the first move you made in order to accomplish your goal? Please detail any thoughts. Before making your move, how did you approach the victim or target? Please detail what you were thinking and feeling. Why did you choose that victim or target over others? After arriving, what steps did you take prior to locating the victim or target? Please detail your thoughts and feelings.
If that's not fucking creepy.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Where's he gonna get
people to answer this ad? From jail?
So apparently it was on a Reddit forum.
I mean, do you think anyone is going... How is anyone going to answer those questions?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Committed a murder.
But I do know detail this morning. Coburg's DNA also has been matched to the materials recovered at the off-campus house.
Yeah.
Where it happened.
Yeah.
And that car that everybody was searching for was in front of... Was his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His parents' house, right?
So my thing is... I just want to know if it was him by himself. And there's another rumor that his sister lived next door to where the victims were killed. That's a rumor. I don't know if that's true, but apparently that's what's circling right now.
He knows them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like someone that didn't know one of them or have some. It seemed too brutal.
Well, the one girl was like, she was... like brutally mutated. Killed. Yeah. My whole thing is like, how did, if you killed everybody on the second, the third floor, I don't understand why he left the two victims on the first floor and how they didn't hear anything.
Were they drugged?
No, they were just drunk. Like, they were all out. Yeah, but, you know, but who knows if they were...
Dude had been there before. What if he drugged them or something? Like, maybe they were... the only way that they would not feel getting stabbed is if they were, like, more than fucked up. Like, they have to be unconscious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he was there and weren't there people at the house earlier? Because
one girl, like all the marks on her body, her dad even made a press conference about it. Like, she put up a fight. Like, you could tell by the wounds and stuff. And there was this one guy, I was actually going to play the video, but I don't know if I should
give this guy cred.
Yeah, just give him credit for it. But he was saying that if he's like, you know, had his PhD in this, that he knew, like, firing a gun makes noises, and usually, I guess, like, a knife is the fastest way to kill someone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wait. Especially if you, I mean, if they're all sleeping, and I don't know where he first hit this woman, if you, I mean, I don't know, but then the other person has to wake up. And then that's what they're saying.
And you
got to
get them like right in the right spot, I'm guessing.
Yeah. They're saying that like when he was going after the first victim, the other girl woke up in the bed next to her. And then she made some noise and he killed her. And then he was going to leave. But as he was leaving, the other roommates on the third floor, I believe, heard and came down. And then he... killed them, but they were killed in their room. So I don't know, unless he heard some noise.
Do you think he'll actually come clean and tell what happened, or do you think
I feel like he will?
A mystery.
I feel like he will.
I mean,
somebody smart, you know, like,
do you think wants the glorification? I mean, do you?
Yeah,
think he,
I think he does. That's what Tom was saying too. Like, I think he wants all of this. I think he's gonna, who's the last guy that, like, was it Dahmer? No, it wasn't Dahmer. that told like every little detail in an interview. I feel like that's what he's going to do. I mean, he's a smart guy.
Yeah. Maybe he got into the field that he got into all along to do something like this.
Or did he develop that? Or did he
become obsessed with it? I don't know.
He was going through this research.
I mean, I wonder what came first, the chicken or the egg?
The fucking egg.
The egg. How do we not know the answer to that question?
I know, it's crazy. It's so nuts. Yeah, oh, I mean, we'll probably be talking about this case for a while. I'm hoping, I mean, it'll be the day that this episode comes out that hopefully he will face a judge and we'll know a little bit more about. I'm just so grateful that they got this guy. And apparently they knew that this was the guy. But they just didn't want to release any information or anything to anyone.
They don't say anything just in case he gets tipped off and, you know, decides to run or do something.
He lived about 8 minutes away from where it took place. I mean, they already knew about this car. I mean, they announced that car right in the beginning. And people have been speaking up about him on TikTok, like friends that knew him or... And apparently some
after
girl,
he's been caught, the people are talking about him?
Yeah.
Well, like yeah, saying bad things or?
Well, no. Like one girl was like, oh my God, my mom called me immediately and I was friends with this Brian guy and my brother has been friends with him for so long. And apparently he like had a heroin addiction. I don't know if that's true, y'all. I don't know if this girl's just like saying this just to say it.
Is he going to say that he like blacked out or did something like had a manic episode and didn't remember what he did or something?
His mugshot? Did you see his mugshot? But it's also so weird. Like people when they're like, oh my God, I see devil in his eyes. It's like you would say that to anybody.
Of course. That, like, because he is the fucking devil. Look what he did.
Yeah. But you would say that to like if they put my fucking photo in this, you'd be like, devil in their eyes.
Slash, we cut to a hard cut right now of you in the end of Halloween. Yeah. Too.
Devil in her eyes.
The devil made me do it. Yes. Or the boogeyman.
Oh my God. That's a movie. We got to start on a mugshot.
Yes.
Oh God. I woke up this morning. I had a dream that I thought of a movie idea. And I, so much so that I was like, texting you in my dream after I had this realization and I was like, oh my God, this is a movie, blah, 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 blah. And then I woke up going, Tom, I have to share you the story because I think this movie idea sucks. But I was literally texting Daniela about it.
Send it to me.
It's like reincarnation sort of vibe.
Send it to me.
I will. Oh, guys. Well,
happy New Year, everyone. Hope everyone's New Year's Eve and New Year's Day was fantastic. And,
yes.
Thank you for sharing this last hour with us.
Woohoo! Happy Tuesday, y'all. Don't forget to submit those questions at podcast@talkscarytome.com and your stories.
And if you're not on our Patreon, get on our Patreon so you can watch our videos because they're entertaining
we'll do another. We're going to do another live. Also, guys, we do have an announcement before we get out of here. Yeah, we're doing a live at Albuquerque Comic Con in January.
So it's like, what, 2 weeks from now?
Bitch, it's 2 weeks.
I know. Tickets should be already on sale as of the 1st. So go on and we'll have a link, obviously, at the top of our Instagram for Talk Scary to Me. We'll have a link up there for you to buy tickets to the event as well.
Yes, we'll figure that all out and it's going to be a blast. There's so many celebrities going to this thing.
I know. I don't know who I want on stage.
Pick and choose.
Yes, I love it.
I'm so excited. All right, guys. Happy New Year. Bye.